Living with COVID. The next plan will be set out this week. It's expected to include a reopening of schools and childcare and more vaccines. We heard earlier from NPHET's Professor Philip Nolan, who advises the government that it will take until at least until later in April before case numbers could fall to less than 100 a day. And until then, most of the current restrictions would need to stay in place and that we could look forward to an outdoor summer. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue told us that any further reopening will be cautious. For more, let's hear now from Labour Party leader Alan Kelly. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
A lockdown for longer, yes?
Well, what I really want to see this week is a coherent, consistent plan from the government. And it has to be different because living with COVID has failed. Doing the same thing all the time isn't going to work. So we need a coherent, consistent strategy, but we also need measurement. We need to give people hope. Gavin, there's despair out there, absolute despair. I've never seen it like this before. And people need to have something to aim for at different levels so that we can all, work together. But at the last week, the various different kite flying, the communications. I have a simple message to Micheál Martin, Leo Varadkar and Eamon Ryan and all members of government. If you don't know what you're talking about, if you don't know, just say you don't know. Get together with NPHET, do your cabinet committees and actually announce a coherent plan next Tuesday.
Will you support a cautious approach as referenced there by Pascal Donoghue, or will you be among those who will be pressing for faster reopening if case numbers begin to fall?
No, we have put forward, and I put forward on your show on January 24th, the Labour Party's position regarding aggressive suppression strategy, and we'll stick with that. But we also need measurability. The people need to know, the public need to know in this plan. As regards vaccinations, I'm a bit bewildered as regards the timeframes. Denmark, a country the same size as Ireland, says they'll have everybody vaccinated in their country by June 27th. We're saying it'll be the end of July, we'll have 2 million people. So we need to get more information on that. But on top of all of that, we need to ensure that with the plan that is being rolled out, that we can have metrics and measurability as regards what the government
yes,
are planning.
But part of the difficulty, Alan Kelly, apologies to interrupt, is the uncertainty of the virus as outlined by Professor Philip Nolan and others that we've heard throughout the week. He was talking there, for example, about the kind of safety levels that would need to be in place before restrictions are lifted. For example, daily case numbers falling below 100, and that while the current trend suggests that will be later in April, there's no guarantee that that's going to happen that fast.
But I don't see why you can't have metrics. I don't want to see timelines as regards dates because, you know what, they're irrelevant. I mean, anybody, any politician, or indeed a public health expert putting dates on anything, you know, it's irrelevant. People, my 10-year-old has as much chance of getting that right at this point. There's so many variables.
So what sort of metrics do you want to see then?
I want to see what happens in our country. I want to see a plan as regards to getting our infection levels down to double digits in tandem with the vaccine rollout. I want to see proper measures put in place in relation to all the areas that we've spoken about before, quarantine, the issues in relation to the border, issues in relation to testing and tracing, public health teams. I want to see a plan as regards how we're going to analyse why so many people are actually physically going into work every week, why that isn't being looked at. But I also, if you look at the reports today, that 2,000 people came in from Brazil within a 28-day period. Now, you're looking at people can't move within 5K. We had a choice in this country. Do we lock up people within 5K or do we allow travel like 2,000 people coming in from Brazil? It's shocking, people. It's scandalous. Was that necessary? What did we actually need to bring in, allow in 2,000 people to work in low-paid meat factories, etc.? Or, the choice between a variant coming in like that, and we don't know the full extent of that yet, or locking up our own people. These are the equations. And the government has failed miserably in relation to ensuring that our people are protected from such things.
The government will, of course, point out that they are introducing legislation to deal with mandatory
quarantine.
I know you will make the point that has been called for some time.
Last May, Simon Harris actually put a plan in place or discussions took place. Nothing has happened. The idea that we're actually going to be discussing legislation this week in relation to it is scandalous.
We were talking earlier, and we'll be talking in a few more minutes, about the decision by this week by Ulster Bank to leave Ireland in a phased withdrawal. What do you want to see happen to replace Ulster Bank? Do you really want, for example, the state to inject more money into the banks to create a so-called third force?
We've had market failure. I want to see a vision from the Minister for Finance. I want to see a commission on banking set up. The whole banking model has changed. We've got to include fintech. The likes of Revolut, who are now in banking, are doing various different things. I want to look at a community Sparkassen model, as they have in Germany. I believe that ultimately we need to look at some form of merging in Ulster Bank, a lot of Ulster Bank, into permanent TSB to create a third banking force. We have a duopoly now. It's very dangerous. It'll affect all of us. It'll hit us all in our pockets in the interest rates. So really, I was
but
a bit
instead,
taken aback
we'd go
by
from
the Minister's
a duopoly
lack
to
of
two
urgency.
And a half state-owned banks, yes?
Well, the reality is we have a very serious situation in our country where only two banks now will lend commercially. And that is not good. So we need to act and act fairly fast. We need a commission on banking and we need the minister to outline a plan for where he sees this going. But ultimately, yes, we would favour some form of merging in of Ulster Bank into permanent TSB.
And would you support more money being pumped into the banks to do that? That would require, we're talking about at least €650 million and possibly more.
We don't know any figures, and it's way too early to know the figures. But as regards the branch network, as regards the SME loan book, etc., all of that would look at being brought in there. And ultimately here, it would possibly then come back down to the taxpayer to help with that. But ultimately, it would be a good thing. This isn't the same as 2008. And remember, I come from a political party that actually did not bail out Anglo-Irish Bank or an Irish Nationwide. We actually voted against that. So it's a totally different scenario here.
Labour Party Leader Alan Kelly, thank you for speaking to us today.